You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
The love of Jesus has changed my life. I've seen His beauty and heard His word. Now I worship at the feet of Christ who redeemed me with His own blood. In His body I have found
everyone to Adoration. I am your host, Evangelist Mac, and today I get to have a co-host in my wife, Myra. Say hello, Myra.
Hello.
And for all of you guys that have been with us for the last 4 years, I've always told you that in the month of March, I have dedicated a portion of our broadcast, or in this case, actually, we've done a whole broadcast with a very special family of ours. In this case, we are talking about Colonial Baptist Church in Randallstown, Maryland. I have had the great, great pleasure of being able to share their Great Commission ministry and the conference that takes place in March for several years now. And it has been a wonderful experience, both as one who has been able to broadcast ahead of the conference to be able to promote the conference, but also for my wife and I to be participants. So before we go into prayer and before I officially announce all these faces that you see, what I want to do is tell you a brief story of why this house of Zion is so special to me. So several years ago, and I guess at this point it's more than several, I think we're at the 10-year point, but let's just say 10 years. So 10 years ago, I just happened to be interested in doing some mission work in another area of the world outside of Africa. And I was able to connect with a young man by the name of Brother Clarence Smith. And it was Brother Clarence Smith who said, "Well, Brother Mac, have you ever considered Central America? Have you ever considered Guatemala?" And I said, "No, sir, but I'm very open to that opportunity." And so this is where Brother Clarence, unaware of what he was getting ready to do, decided that he was going to introduce me to the little woman who I am now embracing right now. And I ended up getting her phone number. I ended up calling this beautiful woman. And for about a year, we strategized together how to make a mission trip happen. And then all of a sudden, in the year 2016, I took a group of people, small group, including your very own Nia Anderson. And we went to Chiquimula, Guatemala. And during that trip, I allowed all my other people who were with me to do all the heavy lifting while I stayed back and began to know this young lady even more. Now, subsequently, somewhere, God had a plan. And God's plan was not necessarily Myra's plan, and it wasn't necessarily my plan, but to cut to the chase, we ended up in a cafe in a place called Antigua, and we were having breakfast before me and the rest of the party were getting ready to go home. And all of a sudden, I had some flavored tea, and this woman asked, "Can I have some of your tea?" To which I responded, "Well, can I have some of yours?" And all of a sudden, it was like the heavens opened up, and all of a sudden, you could hear the voice of God saying, "This is the woman that I have set before you, and whom I'm well pleased." Hallelujah, glory to God. And all of a sudden, I was twitterpated. I didn't know what to do. I said, "Oh God, I was okay. I was alone. I was good. I thought I was going to be like the Apostle Paul. It was going to just be me and God forever." But God had another plan. Yeah. And so, to make this story short, we ended up taking a picture before I was headed home. And that picture that we took, when I got off the plane in the United States, that picture had been posted all over Facebook, and the Facebook world seemed to think that we were already an official couple and said that we looked mighty, mighty good. Who knew? And so, guys, I know that this is an extended introduction, but I got to tell them the story because they got to understand why you're here tonight. So, long story short, about a month after that trip, I decided to call this woman, and I told her over the phone, not only was I in love with her, but that I was going to marry her. And guess what she did?
What?
She hung up on me. So you gotta understand, I was devastated for about 1 minute. And then she called me back and she said, "I love you too." And that My friends, that was the beginning of a courtship that at that point was over the phone. But I was determined I was going to marry this woman. And I even had the audacity to tell her, "What, no need to date? Because we too old for that. We just want to do what we need to do."
Oh, my.
And I tell you, I think it was, what, 7 months later, right? 9 months later, 9 months later, on March 11th.
Tomorrow.
This beautiful woman made the greatest decision that she's ever made in her life to take on this project. And I'm saying all of that to have a little fun up front, just to loosen things up. But for our audience who will either hear this or see this, I need for you all to understand that my love, our love for Colonial Baptist Church runs that deep, that we owe God Almighty and this beautiful church in Baltimore County. We literally owe them our happiness in this relationship. Aww. For which we applaud you guys.
Aww.
Hallelujah.
Bless amen.
You. So, bless you.
Amen. 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 So that I will actually act like I know what I'm doing here, for our viewers and for those listening, I have the Colonial Baptist Church in Randallstown Ministry, but specifically, I have participants in the Great Commission Ministry. We get together in March every year because that is when they have their conference, their missions conference. As I've said previously, we have been not only the benefactors of that conference, but they have even allowed us to teach in that conference from time to time. And I just have to say that from the bottom of our hearts, we just owe this church a debt of gratitude, not just for our personal lives, but for our ministry. So without further ado, I want to do some introductions. And I want to make sure I do them properly. So I have with us Reverend Cecil Cunningham, who is the chair of the Great Commission Ministry. I'll let you all speak individually in a moment. So I have him, and you can't have a chair without a vice chair. So we have our vice chair being Brother Leon Clark. He is my dude. As the young people say, he's my dude. And we get along fabulously. And we talk a lot of trash, but it's always in good spirit and in good love. I might as well go ahead and get this out of the way because she has been cracking up the whole time. I have Sister Estella Gambrill, and she is actually part of the children's Sunday school ministry. Sister Estella, we have been enjoying your joy, your happiness. So don't let that fade out just because we're teasing you a little bit.
Oh, no, it's not going anywhere.
Amen. Amen. Well, we can have these beautiful people and leave out the others. So I also have Sister Tanya Yancey. Now, she's one of my favorite people because she handles things like public relations. And so I need for her to publicly make sure that everything with this broadcast works out okay and that it gets to the right sources and the right ears. But we appreciate her labor. We have known each other for a while. So Sister Tanya, it's good to see you. You're looking fabulous.
Amen. It's great to be here in the name of our Lord and Savior. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Now, you know, normally they say you leave the best for last.
Amen.
And the thing is, I just can't refer to this man in like the last tense. So I'm not going to think of it as being last. I'm just going to hold on to that being the best in Reverend Larry Edwards. And he is actually the director of Sunday Schools. It's good to see you, Reverend Larry.
Good seeing you, my brother and sister.
All right. It is so good to have you all in the house. What we're going to do, guys, is we're going to have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to literally just turn things over to Reverend Cecil to do what he needs to do by way of introduction of the conference or whatever it is that the Lord God wants to share through him. But let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you first and foremost for your majestic nature, for your sovereignty, for your righteousness, for your holiness. It is in you, our Father, that we have strength, that we have our very being. For you knew us before the beginning of time, even before time itself, and you have seen fit to anoint us and appoint us for a time such as this. And so we thank you, oh God, for Colonial Baptist Church. We thank you for the Great Commission Ministry. We thank you for the angel of the house in Pastor Robert Anderson. We thank you for his love of missions. We thank you for his love of allowing people to be free in ministry. We thank you that he's authorized these beautiful people to be with us tonight. And we thank you, oh God, that each and every year, Colonial Baptist Church is the hub in Baltimore County for those of us on the mission field to go ye therefore and teach all nations. So we celebrate this beautiful church and its ministry tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone who labors on a yearly basis to make sure that the conference goes off flawlessly, perfectly, according to your commands and to your will, oh God. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for each and every individual. We thank you for their families. We thank you for the sacrifices that have been made. We thank you, oh God, for the perseverance to continue to make sure that the gospel goes to all regions of this world. And we thank you, oh God, that in the midst of that, they open up their doors and their hearts to receive us with the love of Jesus Christ. Tonight, oh God, bless them abundantly beyond anything they could ask or think. And Lord God, bless this communication, whether it's in visual form or audio form, that it gets to the people that need to hear it. And even then, they will just cry out, how can we learn more about Jesus? And Lord God, we will think and know that what we have done tonight has been authorized by you, and you have said, well done, thy good and faithful servants.
Thank you.
We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
I love you guys.
Yes, it is.
I don't know about you guys, but I am fired up tonight. I can't wait to hear about what's going to be taking place with the conference. I'm going to shut my mouth up and allow Reverend Cecil to share in any way he sees fit. Reverend Cecil?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mac. Evangelist Louis. the evangelism, you know, that character that's within you, that gift that God has blessed you with shines through, and it's infectious. And we thank the Lord for allowing us to have you and Sister Myra as a part of the Colonial family. Amen. Because you know that you've been adopted. So you are a part of the Colonial family, and we just thank God for it. And, you know, as we talk about your involvement with Colonial, we also want to mention that, you know, there's a young lady, a McElwain, who presents and worships with us on Sunday morning.
Yeah. And,
we are just absolutely delighted, you know, to have her. You know, with
praise the Lord.
I had the pleasure of being in the building for worship this past Sunday. We're not completely open yet, but just being there it's one thing to hear her singing, you know, virtually, you know, through YouTube or Zoom or whatever. That's one thing. But to physically be there and be like on the third row back, you can hear her coming through, and we just
appreciate
her much for. So thank you for bringing her to us as well. So we got the family. We got the family with the family. And
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
It's been really a great opportunity to have this relationship with you and with Sister Myra. I'm not gonna repeat all of what you said, but it's been a special blessing, you know, to us to see the two of you come from a different but similar, you know, places. Different but similar places, and God had ordained from times past that Colonial Baptist Church would be the place that the two of you would unite.
Amen.
Come together, and so we're just delighted to have been an instrument, you know, in that coming together. And so it's really been a blessing for us. You know, there's so many blessings that have come out of your involvement with the missions conference. You know, I could talk about a lot of other ones as well, but I just go back to even last year. You know, last year, our missions conference last year was that 6th and 7th of March. The 7th of March was the last day that we were open because of the pandemic and, mm-hmm. and all the protocols. Everything was shut down that following day on the 8th. But God blessed that we were able to complete all of the missions conference just before that happened, right?
Amen.
Wow.
It was a very special event that happened that Saturday, the 6th of March, where you and Sister Myra primarily were introduced to a young lady who was searching. She was seeking. And that's just another whole story. We could talk an hour, you know, about that. And the idea that I see you waving your hand, Brother Mac. Hold on.
only to interrupt you, because I'm going to let Myra share some very good news about that situation.
Well, you know, she went to, was it Nigeria?
Nigeria.
And she met a young man. And now they got married. And she's pregnant. Newly pregnant.
Oh wow!
And they're planning, you know, the mission in Nigeria. So,
just only God.
Okay.
Come to Colonial, get married, and plant a seed.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Hey, Brother Leon. Only reason we didn't plant a seed is we just too old.
Yeah.
Oh, you planting different types of seeds.
Different seed.
Hey, look, you planting a different type of seed. That's all.
Yeah.
And you planted your daughter in our church as well. So that's a different.
Yes.
Amen.
But and I understand that the two of you have actually become like mentors. You know, to her, and so we're grateful. You
Amen.
Know, we're grateful that you continue to give, and it's important that is highlighted, because we want others to see how God can work in the lives of no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, no matter where you come from, he can work in your life if you will make yourself available. Amen. And you guys have made yourselves available, not just for Colombia, not just for Guatemala, but you made yourself available to many people across many spectrums. And the fruit is the trees are bearing fruit.
Amen.
And so I just want to, I want to give a honor where honor is due, and we can thank God for you. Now, with that said, you did mention, Brother Mac, that that often you've taught, or you've taught a class, you've preached for us, and Sister Myra, you've led the Sunday school classes for us as well. So you know we have you on the program for this year as well, right? On the program, and
surprise. So,
we're looking forward to your participation. And Sister Tanya will tell you more about that later.
Okay.
She's going to kind of give us a rundown on the conference and all of its activities in just a moment. But the thing I wanted to mention, and I'll take just a few minutes to do this, is that this year we will be celebrating our 22nd annual Missions Conference.
Amen.
I think that in and of itself is just incredible. You know, how God has blessed the church and its leadership to have the kind of mission focused attention, you know, to ensuring that the church is about obeying the Great Commission, and that really is what it has been, you know, all about. So, and when Pastor Anderson had that vision some 22 years ago, and you mentioned the youngster, you know, Clarence Smith. He's still as young as ever. I just want you to know that. And he's still as active as ever.
Amen.
And we're grateful for him as well, because without there being followers and those who are available to implement the plan and implement the vision, it really goes nowhere. And so people like himself who has shared his wisdom and his enthusiasm for the Great Commission has really made a big difference in terms of helping us to be where we are right now. And so that, again, just giving honor, you know, where honor, you know, is due. As we think about our missions, you know, some might ask the question, why do we do missions? You know, and why should we be praying, you know, for missionaries? And, you know, God has been very clear in terms of why we do missions and why we should be praying for missionaries. And it starts, and I just want to read a little bit to you. It starts with these four elements, right? One of them is Jesus taught us to pray. He taught his disciples to pray in the model prayer. And he did that as he was dispersing them to go out. And so to pray. He also did that because prayer moves the heart of the church. In Luke 10 and 3, disciples are told to go your way. You know, and so the disciples and the church, they were told to go. And so prayer and being on mission, it moves the heart, you know, of the church to do and become involved in obeying the Great Commission. Here's a third thing. Prayer opens the doors in the world, you know, for the gospel. Prayer opens the doors for the world and the gospel. In Colossians 4, Paul asked the church members that they were leaving to pray for us, that there might be doors that will be open for us to share the gospel. Prayer is an essential part of missions and being on mission. The fourth item is prayer empowers those who are going on mission trips, whether they're short-term missions, whether they are extended mission trips. Sister Myra has been out in Guatemala for over 20 years, and there are others that are in various places. You know, we're familiar with a family that is in Russia with seven children. They went out to Russia with seven children. They've been out there for like 15 years or so. It's just amazing how the power of prayer can empower and support people when they're out on the mission field. Right now, Brother Mac, and you all were a part of this, during this pandemic, there were many were stranded because of visa problems, the borders being shut down. You know, it's that you can tell us a lot of stories about that, right? I wasn't traveling anywhere, but you all were trying to get back to your mission field, so to speak. And but God opened doors, and we believe it was because of prayer and because people were committed to doing what God had called them to do. So hence the Great Commission Ministry at Colonial Baptist Church. And our intent is to do three things, is to educate people about the Great, about obeying the Great Commission, about what the Great Commission is about and why we should be following the Great Commission. We want to make sure that we equip our members and others that are around us, you know, with the gospel, with all that they need to do what needs to be done when they go out on the field. And then thirdly, we want to evangelize, educate, equip. And once we educate and we're equipped, then we're ready to do what you do, Brother Mac, which is evangelize. So that's why we're here, and that's why we're here tonight, and that's why we do a missions conference every year, so that we can help others to understand the importance of missions, and so that we can show the love of Christ to those who have made sometimes very difficult decisions to be out on the mission field. So we thank God again for you just allowing us the opportunity to share, you know, what we do and why we do it. And it's all for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
Well, it's wonderful. It's wonderful having you all here with us, Reverend Cecil. With your permission, you have some talented people on this broadcast with us. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give them an opportunity for a minute to individually share whatever is in their hearts concerning missions, concerning the upcoming conference, wherever God leads them. Is that okay with you?
I think he's frozen.
Oh, is he frozen?
Yeah.
He's frozen.
Okay, that's all right. I'm going to take some liberal license here, and I'm going to go ahead and if Reverend Larry, would you just share what missions means to you, what the conference means to you, whatever the Lord has led you to share with us?
Right. I'm so blessed to be at a church that believes in missions and have a missions conference. And each year I ask myself, how can this conference get better and better? Each year I'm just totally blown away from the presenters, the speakers, and the stories that they tell. And I'm just blessed every time with this conference, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be different this year. It's going to be virtual, but I still believe God will make it a great blessing as he has in the past. I've been involved with missions in the late 80s. You know, we supported missionaries, foreign missionaries. We supported them. And for about 20 years, the Lord laid in my heart to, you know, go on a missions trip. Going on a foreign mission trip. I said, Lord, I'm giving my money. Isn't that good enough? And then, I thought it was good enough. I was supporting the missionaries. But in 2011, I had such a burden on my heart. I felt that if I didn't go to some foreign mission field that year, that God would remove that desire to go forever. So I got on the mission database, didn't know anybody. I just picked Guatemala. I called them up. I said, I got to go on a mission trip this year. And they said, okay, we'll set it up for you. And they called me back and said, well, you can't go to Guatemala. We have 11 people. This church want to take 11 people. So would you mind going to Peru? I said, of course not. I just got to get out. I got to get across the water. So I went to Peru in 2011, and it has been a blessing. I've been back three times since. And I just love what you guys do. God bless you. And I would say to anyone, if you've never taken a mission trip, you owe it to yourself to be a missionary for God, not only here in the United States, but if you put it on your heart and burden you to go, go. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Reverend Larry, the thing that I always try to stress stress to people is that the mission field is everywhere. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, Myra, myself, others, yes, we've been called by the Lord to go to other nations. But, you know, missions can be your neighbor across the hall. Yeah. Missions could be on your job. Yeah. Missions could be at the grocery store. Missions can be at a prison. So it you know, it's everywhere. And that's the one area of ministry that we have been encouraged to share in, as we all have a title of ministers of reconciliation. Well, if you're not out there sharing, you've got nothing to reconcile.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah. So yeah. You just, when you said that, it inspired me to want to just take that a little deeper. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And Reverend Cecil, I think you're back with us now.
Yes,
I had to kind of take over your responsibility, sir.
I think he's frozen.
Yeah, it's frozen, but I think
the world would call this like the world would say it's a hostile takeover, but this is a love takeover.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
The Jesus takeover.
We appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, Jesus take over. So I'm going to go ahead and just take liberty because, again, I teased her a little bit, you know, with what she does at Colonial. It deals with two words. The first word is public. That means it deals with people. And then the second word is relations, which means that means you got to get along with people and help people get along with themselves. So, Sister Tanya, in the same manner that Reverend Larry just shared, what would you like to share with us as it concerns missions, as it concerns the conference? What would you like to say?
Well, I think for me, I started with the missions committee back in 2007. My dear aunt, Deborah Wells, was a part of the missions committee. And she passed away in 2007. So, but before she passed away, my aunt was probably my prayer partner, just, you know, leading me and guiding me in all the ways of Christ. And when she passed away, it just left a void. So she encouraged me before her death to get involved in missions, to just continue on in the work. And I've been a part of missions ever since. But as you said, it is more than it, missions is everywhere. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, is that it's everywhere. It's your neighbors. Caregiving is a mission, because you're helping others and you're telling them about the good news. My dad lives with me right now, and he is a double amputee. So keeping his spirits up and encouraging him in the ways of the Lord, and just giving every day, looking around in the neighborhood and seeing who needs help, or, you know, just trying my best to help out in those areas, but not forgetting that Christ comes first. So I think that's the biggest lesson that I've learned. And the biggest thing that, you know, I've seen is that it's international, it's local, it's, you know, sharing the good news of Christ no matter where you are. If you are coming out of the store and someone is asking you for money, that's a mission. You tell them about Christ, mm-hmm. and you share that with them. And so I think that's been the biggest joy for me, is learning that missions is everywhere.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Sister Tanya, as it relates to the conference, what is it that you actually do towards making sure that the conference is successful?
I asked Reverend Cecil, and then I asked Brother what they think. Well, I think basically just trying to make sure. I think I'm just making sure that the word gets out. We use different, each year we try to use a different resource, a different avenue to let people know. We do CNN announcements, we do live announcements from the pulpit, we send out letters to our neighboring churches to let them know that the conference is happening, and we have Sister Sylvia on our staff who is dedicated to doing that. And so we just look at the various ways that we can get the word out. This year has been a little bit of a challenge because any video that needed to be, that we had to put together, because everything is virtual now, I had to grab my poor husband to do. So, but God has a way. And so we've been able to do that. We've been utilizing email capabilities so we can get the word out to every church member, text capabilities. We're going to use a phone tree. So wherever God has led us to do, we try to do. And we thank God for you and Sister Myra, because we're able to spread the good news about the conference here on your show. So Amen. That's kind of what we do. And public relations is just trying to get the word out and letting people know this isn't just an activity. This isn't a church activity. This is missions. This is a part of what God has commanded us to do. So we're obeying the Great Commission by getting the word out and telling others, you know, about missions. And that, again, it's everywhere. So that's what our public relations team is about.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And it, I think what you do is incredible. And I know that you said that you had to see what everybody else wants, and I definitely understand that. But ultimately, because I've actually seen the things that you've ended up promoting, you just do an excellent job. And I just want to just personally Amen. Commend you for your servitude to the Lord and to the house of worship. God Amen. Bless you, my sister.
Amen.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I praise God Amen. For that. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome job.
So we've had a young lady who is infectious in her own right with laughter. I mean, when I heard that laughing, I knew I had a friend.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Sister Stella, I know that this might be your first time doing something like this, but I guarantee you know exactly how you feel about missions, how you feel about the conference. And so in your own special anointed way, share with us what's going on. How do you feel?
Well, let me see here. It's a lot of work, but the work I do, I love doing. I love designing the flyers or whatever they need, the programs, whatever. I love mm-hmm. that. That's part of me.
Amen.
But most of all, I love my children.
Amen.
I have it in my heart to make sure that I can touch as many children as I can.
Amen.
And teach them first the difference between right and wrong, because there's so many kids out here that don't have a clue what to do and what not to do.
Amen.
So I have a class on Saturday, March 20th, with Denise Morgan. And Amen. She and I are teaching the children's discipleship class. And she has some things that she knows how to do. Like she does a great icebreaker, and she knows how to talk about certain subjects. And I know how to do it with other things. and we have videos and we have music and singing. Amen. And we bought little gifts for them, like bracelets, to remind them about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have a Sunday school class I've been teaching for a while, and they got into a conversation about siblings, rivalry, and all that stuff. And I had to go back in the past and pick up what would Jesus do. So I bought them bracelets, and I told them to wear them all the time. Because every time you think to open your mouth and you shouldn't, look down at your wrist.
Amen. But
Saturday Missions Conference is really special to me because I feel we can reach so many kids if the parents just let them come. Amen. And sacrifice that time so that we can tell them what sin is and we can tell them who can save you, who's your salvation. And they can sing the songs of how wonderful God and Jesus Christ is and know that in your heart, if you believe, you will see heaven.
Amen.
But that's what you have to do. You have to believe. Yeah. And so that's very special to me. Now, Sunday is my normal Sunday school class. So they're used to a different format. Because we use the beginner's Bible. I teach from the beginner's Bible for them so they can read. I want them to be able to read, learn how to read. So, and then for a special treat at the end, I let them pick out any movie they want and I buy it and I show it. So Amen. We can spend from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to like 6 o'clock in the evening watch doing Sunday school and then watch a movie.
Wow.
But all of that, and they love it. I have to be honest. I fell asleep one time and the movie went off. And the only reason I knew the movie went off was they said, wow, that was really good. And I kind of like jumped up and I said, oh, okay. Movie went off. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And, but it means a lot for me to have them know the Lord. I want to touch as many children as possible. If you touch them when they're small and they grow up, they won't forget. And that's what I want.
Amen.
Missions Conference. This is the first time I've taught missions. I Amen. Usually do the background stuff. But Amen. This time, I was asked to do it, and I said, oh, why not? But it's different because when you put together the gospel, you have to know how to lead into the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to think through that. But Sunday, I had to pick somebody who was a missionary. And I picked Saul.
Wow.
Because if God can change a man as hateful and evil as Saul,
Amen.
He can change anybody.
Amen.
You know, so Amen. That's the lesson for Sunday. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Brother Matt. Amen. If you would just allow me to say that, Sister Stella is and all of our team members here have been just a little bit humble, you know, in what they're doing and their involvement. But Sister Stella, when I asked her to be involved with the Saturday Children's Program, I just felt like she was a natural. And she did for just a moment. She said, So, a little bit of hesitation. But,
did a little more than
Her enthusiasm, though, again, is just, you know, remarkable. And children are drawn to her, and she loves what she does, you know, and
Amen.
You can tell it in every fiber of her being. And so she does just a great job, and we're looking forward to to our children having a great time on Saturday and Sunday. And so I'm going to ask you for just a moment, if Sister Tanya can kind of give some of the details, if that's okay, of the events. If whatever you can fit that in, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, let's do this, Reverend Cecil, because I've got one other person that I need to share with us, and then what we'll do is we'll cut right back to what's going to actually take place with Sister Tanya, if that's okay with you.
That's okay with me, sir.
Praise God. So first of all, Sister Stella, I was curious, what's the normal age range that you teach?
Well, I have K to 3, but I go higher than that because there is one child who's like in the 4th or 5th. But I think the format I use can be used for any one of them, because I start off with the kids reading their Bibles, and then I actually read whatever story it is, straight from the NIV version, verse by verse. In between, I have songs. I mean, you either sing the joy of Jesus or, you know, whatever song there is, or you want to get up and dance, you do your thing. But whatever, you know, happens. And that's... Amen. That's the way I teach. I'm sorry.
David,
it gets over. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I commend you for that, for the very reason you shared earlier, that, you know, this is the time to plant those seeds, you know, when they're young. Because again, you know, even scripture tells us, you know, that you train up a child in the way they should go. And when they become old, or which really means when they mature, amen, then they have something to come back to.
Amen.
You know, and one of the struggles, and I'm really passionate about our young people, is that because they have not had the proper training, whether we're talking about in Christian education or just in life, period. The problem is that a lot of young people out here, they find that they're in trouble, but they don't have any options because they were never given any other options other than to choose what's happening in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so again, I commend you, because when you're handling the young children up to whatever age, you know, that is a blessing, and those are lessons that they might not even appreciate right now, but when they do get mature, they will look back and realize how wonderfully blessed they've been.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. So I can't leave out this other young man, because first of all, he's the vice chair. Second of all, he's the one person in this colonial family. It just feels like he has the freedom to just say anything to me. And he assumes that I think that he's joking. But sometimes I get in my feelings.
Welcome, Jesus.
and I wonder why's my brother hurt me so bad? I love him. You know what, Brother Leon, you know I tease because I love, man. But you know, you've been like almost like our personal cheerleader. Also, he's the one that applies the pressure. So like when we're not in our classrooms, the station where we're supposed to be, he's one of them folks that he makes sure to get the job done. So I appreciate that. But Brother Leon, I want you to just share, you know, from the point of view of being the vice chair, what this conference means to you, what missions means to you, however the Lord leads you.
I'll start off by sharing a piece of scripture, which is my life verse, which kind of drives everything that I do. And it's from Philippians 2, verses 3 through 5. And it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but to each of you, to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ." And so that's what drives me in everything that I do. And so I'm just thankful that Clarence Smith and my friend and my brother, Cecil Cunningham, approached me to get involved with the missions ministry at Colonial, which is now called the Great Commission Ministry, because we felt we needed something that was a little bit more encompassing of what Christ charged us to do. And doing the technical background kinds of things at the beginning was my niche, because I work in the field of technology and so forth. So they needed assistance in those things. But it grew into more as I met people like yourself and Myra, and as I met the Metzlers, and as I met the Braun's, and as I met the DePews, and as I met all of these different people who go out into the world and do this task that's called the Great Commission, it made me wonder, you know, don't you want to find out about this yourself? You know, sort of like Brother Edwards had talked about, you want to find out about it for yourself. And one of the brothers at the church went on a mission trip. He came back and, oh my God, he was on such fire. I mean, he just could not stop talking about what he did on this trip. So no deference to any country any of you guys have been to, like Nepal and Congo and Guatemala and Tanzania and some of the other places. But my heart got left in the Dominican Republic. That was the place I went to. And so I stay in touch with the people there on almost a daily basis. I talk to several of them there every day just to see how things are going and so forth. And it just has moved me to actually walk in the footsteps of Christ, to actually do the thing he did, that he left for us to continue to do. Mm-hmm. And to go out in the streets with people you don't really know, but because he has changed your heart to want to do it and to do it in a selfless way. Don't get to do it as much as the two of you get to do it, or other people who have gone on trips on a more regular basis. But it impacted my heart to a degree where I said, well, if I can't get out in the field always, one of the ways I can contribute is to support these other brothers and sisters that you have on this call to do what we can to support people like you and Myra, the Metzlers, the Braun's, all of the different affiliations that we've had with different people. And then having a brother who trusts me at his right, his left, his left hand, his right foot, his left foot, and, you know, all of those things to mentor me into this process and give me the freedom to reach out to different people such as yourselves. I can't even thank him enough for drawing me into this and make me a part. And then working with people like Tanya and Reverend Edwards and Estella, who's just a graphic artist, like gift from the Lord.
Yeah.
just the magic.
Thank you.
Just the magic And Tanya's heart for getting it out to, you know, just like Brother Cecil said, you know, Tanya's humble. I mean, Tanya, if you don't ask Tanya about herself, she isn't going to say anything. And so just to see the things that Tanya does and the heart she has for it and the ideas that she comes into the meetings with, and you can feel her enthusiasm as she's talking about it. And she wants to make sure that the word is getting out there. And she uses Sister Sylvia and Monica Lee and some of the others that are not on this call. They're the unsung heroes. And I'm getting choked up a little bit just talking about it. It is an excellent team. And I mean that when I say the word team, because we work together tirelessly under great leadership, because the Lord appointed Clarence, but Clarence mentored Cecil into this, and Cecil's heart for this, his drive for this. I mean, if you could look at my emails and see the times that I get emails from Brother Cecil, up to like 2-3 in the morning sometimes, trying to make sure everything is done appropriately, that he's given the attention that everything needs, and that he's leading us through his obedience to God and leading us in the right direction, and allows us the freedom to speak up, because not all leaders are like that.
Amen.
And I think all of us on this call will agree, Cecil he runs this openly. He doesn't say, here's what I want to do. He doesn't come in with a plan. He says, hey, here's what we want to do. Anybody has ideas about what the title should be? Remember, one year we used a title that you gave us, my brother, you know. That was you, bro. That was
yes.
you. When you did that Saturday morning from the missions field. And we took that and said, that's what our theme is for the next year. We just grow together. We work together. And that's the thing I love about this, is working with other people, working with the missionaries, getting to know them better, and having gone on these mission trips, because I've been to the Dominican Republic 5 times, and that's my family down there. That's my family. When it comes to missions, there's nothing I wouldn't do for the people down there anytime. And that's just where my heart is. I hope I didn't spend too much time, but I love working with this team of people, because they're willing to bend over backwards for God, for you missionaries. Cecil is a great leader. He inspires us when he comes in. He works tirelessly. And when you have a leader like that, people take on the attitude of that leader. If that leader is lazy, then the group takes on a demeanor of laziness. But Cecil is a hard worker, and I don't want to leave anybody out. I want to mention his wife, Karen, because she is an awesome supporter of what Cecil does. Just like the same support you get from Myra, he gets that same report from Karen. So Karen is an unsung hero in the background.
Amen.
All of these things without the attention or anything, but we couldn't make this thing work without her support of Cecil, her willingness to do anything we ask her to do. And, you know, scripture says when we find a wife, we find a good thing, and Cecil has found a great thing. I'm going to
Amen.
So that's all I got.
Amen.
Brother Leon,
I feel like this is the time where normally we would now pass the collection plate.
Amen.
My bad. I didn't mean to keep the family enough of my brother. But you said come from the heart. So I come from the heart. My bad. You know, I'll step down off the pulpit, man.
Hey, man, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know, amen. I love you. And what I want to say, too, is that the key word in everything that you shared comes down to team. Amen. And I think that's the beauty that Myra and I have noticed at Colonial. Now, we have to be transparent with you guys. You're not the only missions conference that we attend.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you're the ones that we really feel like we are part of the family and not just a visiting missionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to, you know, like they say, everything starts with the head. So first of all, amen, the head is Christ, and Christ promotes humility. And yes, you had that perfectly in your leadership with Reverend Cecil, but it trickles down to everyone, and everyone just seems like they're just operating within the parameters to make sure that the overall conference goes off well. And I can tell you from a missionary's point of view, it's the best experience. Right there, right?
That's true.
Yeah, it's the best experience that we've ever had, which is why we continue to come back year after year. Let me be honest with you guys. We literally plan our travel schedule to make sure we're around in March.
Amen.
All right.
For this.
Amen.
For this. And all so right. I know that time is getting away from us, and I want Reverend Cecil to know that I did not forget what he wants to take place next. So we do have a missions conference coming up, and this is for our audience who's listening. Mm-hmm. And as Reverend Larry had shared, that mission conference this year, because of the pandemic, is virtual. That amen, missions conference will take place the 20th and the 21st. I'm going to let Sister Tanya give us the details and how you can actually be involved. So, Sister Tanya, the floor is yours.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. So as we all have heard, the missions conference this year is March the 20th through the 21st. And so even though the conference is virtual this year, one of the things that we've been pressing forward is that does not stop the word of God. That just encourages us to move forward even more. So right now we are scheduled to have workshops beginning on March the 20th. That Saturday we have a program beginning at 9:30. We'll have opening sermon from Mark Dooley, who's the state director of evangelism, church services at Baltimore Convention of Maryland and Delaware. And then we'll move right into our workshops. We have World Missions, which will be from Paul Davis, who's the president of ABWE. We have beginning at 10:30 a.m. At the same time, the children will go into their workshops with Sister Estella, and that will be until 12:05 p.m. And then we also have Jason Thomas, who's the African American Church Mobilizer from IMB. He will present Pathways to Service. Then we'll have a lunch break. But during the lunch break, Brother Leon will present a recorded videos of other missionaries, George Lyle, and past missionary conferences. So we definitely want to remind people of not only the fact, are you present in this missions conference, but keep in mind some of the mission conferences from the past that have encouraged your heart. And then we move right into God, the Church, and the World, which is being presented by Jim and Colleen Dorada from Kairos International. And then our next workshop will be Short-Term Missions, WMU, which is Women's Missionary Union, Integrating Youth and Young Adults, which is Colonial's own Charmaine Eyeguoken and Hazel Drummond. And then we close out the session with ABWE and the Great Commission from Doug Martin. So one of the things that we want to press upon everyone again is that we are going to be sending the links out for not only the general workshops that we just mentioned, but also for the children's workshop. And we want everyone to tell their neighbors, their family, their friends, and the next neighbor and family and friends all about the conference, because again, this is about obeying the Great Commission. And we want to encourage our children to please participate and talk to your friends. Then on Sunday, we have Sunday School, which is being presented by our friends, the McElwains, and other guest missionaries, and they will facilitate our Sunday School service. And Sunday School begins at 9 a.m. And then at 10:30, we will gather back together for the 10:30 a.m. worship service, where the Word of God will be spoken by Paul Davis, who is the president of ABWE. So as you can see, there's lots and lots of information and missionaries sharing their journeys about sharing the word of Christ. And so we really want to encourage everyone to come out. You can enjoy the conference right from the comfort of your very own home. Amen. So come rain or shine, everybody should be there. Everybody Amen. Should participate, and everyone should be praying that mm-hmm. all will go well. So I think Amen. That this year's missions conference, the pandemic has not stopped us. We will Amen. Continue to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And so everyone should please, please come out and enjoy the fellowship and learn Amen. All that you can about missions.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That sounds like someone who is well versed in public relations.
Yeah. Oh, she got a great job. Awesome.
Yeah. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Sister Tanya. Look, guys, we're getting ready to come to a close, I believe. I will tell you that I'm going to let Reverend Cecil have the last word this evening, and whatever general comments that he needs to make. Also, if he would so bless us with prayer. But for our listening audience, again, whether you're with us on YouTube or on Facebook, or if you're part of our audio ministry through When Christians Speak Talk Radio, we want you guys to know that you can get access to this broadcast. If you're on YouTube, simply go out to Adoration Talk Radio. Look us up. There are a plethora of videos, whether it's Myra and I's Sunday service, which we do on a weekly basis, or it could be pop-up videos that I do as part of the music ministry. Some things I used to call Worship Wednesday are out there. A lot of things are out there that you can review. And we just ask that if you come to our YouTube page, make sure that you subscribe to that page, and also click the bell notification so that when we put out new content, you will be automatically notified. So do that for mm-hmm. us. And also for the audio ministry, every third Monday of the month, I present the gospel. In this case, this upcoming Monday, the 15th at 7 p.m., who will we be featuring? But right here with our beautiful friends at Colonial Baptist and the Great Commission Ministry. Amen. So check us out on your favorite platforms for podcasts at 7 p.m. We're live and we're looking to have a great and awesome time in the Lord. Please support When Christians Speak Talk Radio, because it is a platform that is about Christ and Christ alone. Amen. With that said, Sister Estella, you have been awesome. You have now put yourself in a position where if anyone ever calls you for these type of virtual presentations, you will have no hesitation, my sister. You are all of that in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Thank you for being with us today.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the compliment.
Amen. Reverend Larry, you are what we call quiet one, but your quietness only exposes the awesome ministry that you have in leading the Sunday school and your participation in the conference. We applaud you, sir, and I cannot wait until we are able to walk back into the house of worship, and when we're not thinking about pandemic anymore, we can just embrace and hug one another.
We love you.
Amen.
To my brother from another mother, Leon, you are the man, and you know I'm gonna be talking some stuff with you once we're off air, but for now, because I have to show a bit of maturity, I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I appreciate all that you do, man.
Amen. Love you back, my brother.
Amen. Sister Tanya, you are awesome. Always enjoy you. And like it was shared by Reverend Cecil, all we had to do is ask, and you expose just how incredible you are. So I realize going forward now, in order to get you to speak up, I just got to ask the question.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. So,
before I turn this over to Reverend Cecil, I just want to give Myra an opportunity because, you know, when you live with me, it's hard to get a word in. So anything you want to share in my life?
I'm just excited about spending another year at your conference again. Unfortunately, not in person, but it's going to be a pleasure to participate. And for your information, Brother Leon, as of February, we have a couple who is pastoring our church in Guatemala, and they are from the Dominican Republic. They are missionaries.
Amen.
And they've been in Guatemala for 10 years. They established a church under another ministry. And last year they came to volunteer with my ministry, and they felt at the beginning of the year that God has called them to separate from that ministry and become part of this new ministry. So Dominicans are in Guatemala. appreciate you keeping them in prayer. They are a phenomenal couple. And we are just so blessed, Mac and I, to have them. So your people from Dominican going out into the world, and they're serving the Lord in other countries also.
Amen.
And one more thing before close us out, Reverend Cecil. We just ask that you all would pray for us too, because in April, we're heading out to Rwanda, where we're building a school with a smart classroom and also a training center. And so you know, God is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
God is worthy. So I need for you all seriously to not only pray for our travels there, but also pray for the provision. God has blessed us already. We have actually purchased the land, and now it's just about breaking ground and making sure that we can put some structure there to be able to bless a village community in the rural part of the capital city, which is called Kigali in Rwanda. Amen. So please keep all of that in your personal prayers. And Amen. With that said, Reverend Cecil, you have the final words.
Amen.
Thank you. Thanks again, Brother Mac. Boy, that was a mouthful. But again, we just thank you so much for this opportunity tonight. It's been a lot said, we appreciate the participation of everyone here. And again, we just want to thank. I just like to mention, you know, Reverend Edwards also is involved with our support portion of the missions ministry, where we kind of select, you know, what identify and select which missionaries we're going to support. And so we appreciate him kind of digging through the weeds sometimes and researching. And as a matter of fact, he just sent me an email earlier today about another missionary in Mali, West Africa.
Yeah.
Wow.
A missions conference in some way, and that we'll be looking at. So thank you, Reverend Edwards, and thank all of you.
God bless.
I want to thank, again, my brother Leon. I don't know, Brother Mac, I'm glad you brought up the idea of passing a hat, because I don't know if I could write a check big enough.
Amen.
God work.
Hey, Reverend Cecil. Hey, Reverend Cecil. Look, we like Leon only wants soft money. Only soft money. No, nothing to make you sad.
I hear you. I hear you.
The Lord paid it all on the cross.
We'll work through that. We'll work through that. I want to congratulate you, Sister Myra, Brother Mac, on your this fourth anniversary that's coming up tomorrow. You know, God bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Yay.
Congratulations.
A lot of other things on the eve of your fourth anniversary than spending this time with us. So we thank you for making
us
spend this time
with us. Thank you.
We wish you a great celebration with whatever you do, you know, tomorrow. I want to thank, you know, Adoration Talk Radio. Brother Amen. Matt, we appreciate
you. Yes. Amen.
We've allowed us to be with them.
Amen.
We started out, you know, with a little small group in the library at the church,
and
audio on the radio. It's really grown, and you haven't forgotten us, and so we haven't forgotten you as well, and so we thank both of you for all Amen. That you're doing. That.
Amen.
I just think yeah. about that. You know, it's what a fellowship.
Yeah.
What a joy divine.
Right.
And that's what we're experiencing tonight.
Amen.
We invite all of those who are listening from whatever a medium that you might be listening from or hearing from to join us in that same fellowship.
Amen.
This the 20th and 21st, as Sister Tanya has detailed. For that fellowship during the time of our missions conference. And I think you'll be blessed. I'm sure you'll be blessed. So, Brother Mac, with that, we want to lift you and Sister Myra up and some of the concerns that you mentioned as we close.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father God, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the sovereign God of the universe, the one who looks... It was so high, but you look low enough, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You made a decision to allow us to be a part of your family, the family yeah. of God. And Lord, for that, we can call you Abba, Father. You yeah. are our Father.
Yeah.
We know that you care for us, Lord Jesus, because you mm-hmm. sent your only begotten Son to yeah. die on a rugged cross so that we might have a right to life, mm-hmm. life abundantly, and life in you, a life of freedom that we can serve you, O Lord Jesus. In the ways that you have ordained that we might serve you. Father, we just pray especially tonight for Brother Mac and Sister Myra and their venture into Rwanda. We thank you for the blessings that you've already bestowed upon them, oh Lord God, the acquisition of the land. And Lord, we just pray that on that land that they will be able to build that school and that they will be provided all of the provisions that are necessary. Lord, we know that you the sovereign God of the universe. We know, mm-hmm. Lord, you have all of the provision. And so, Father, we pray that you would meet every need that they have according to your riches and glory. We thank you for all that you're doing in their marriage. We thank you for all that you're doing in their ministry. And we pray, Lord God, that as they grow closer together to each other, that they will grow closer together with you. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that continues to keep them and keep them safe, oh Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you allow us to share as Colonial Baptist members of this great commission ministry. Father, we just ask that you continue to bless us as we move towards this missions conference. Father, we pray that all that we do, all that we say in our planning will not be of us, but will be of you. We know that you know the plans that you have for us. Your plans are to encourage us and to support us and to prosper us, oh Lord God, so that we might be able to do the work of the Father. Thank you for all of this time that you've allowed us to share together tonight, Lord. We pray that you will continue to be a blessing to us as we seek to serve you in all that we do and all that we say. And for that, Lord God, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. What's in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
In Jesus' name.
And all of those
who Amen.
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 All right.
Amen. 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 Amen.